会不会把一桶大的水交给他抬的？
Do you think he would just hand him a big pail of water?
如果那样做，他就不是爸爸。
If he does that, then he must not be a father.
他是不是爸爸很容易看出来。
Whether he's a father or not, you can easily spot.
如果他真是爸爸，怎么做呢？
If he were a father, what would he do?
来来来，把你的手放在这个桶的柄上。
Come, put your hand to the handle of the bucket.
爸爸呢，也把他的手放在柄上。
And the father would put his hand upon the handle also.
你看他的爸爸把手放在柄的哪什么部分？
Where would the father put his hand? Where on the handle would the father put his hand?
是不是放在这个饼的边上呢？
To the side?
当然不是，如果那样就不是爸爸。
If he doesn't, then he's also not a father.
做爸爸的都了解。
All the fathers in here would understand.
刚才笑的人大概都是爸爸。
I believe that all of those people that laugh must be fathers.
好，那么这个小孩子呢，也来抓住这个饼。
So this child come over and hold on to the handle as well.
爸爸抓住那个柄的正当中。
The father put his hand at the middle of the handle.
最受力的地方。
The place where the weight is carried.
这个孩子呢，放在旁边，不过是做个样子。
The child puts his hand to the side of a handle just to have a little part.
那么两个人就抬水了。
And they carry the bucket.
抬完了水以后。
Afterward,
这孩子很生气。
Oh, this son was so proud.
他说我帮了爸爸。
I have helped my father.
他到处跟人讲我帮爸爸。
And he told it to everybody else.
爸爸也很高兴。
Of course, father was very happy too.
我这么小的孩子也帮我做工。
Such a little child helping me with the work.
我们侍奉就是这样。
That's the way we serve.
有时候我们讲，哎呀，我做了很多工。
Sometimes you say that, oh, I've done so much.
其实呢，都是主做的。
But really, it's all the Lord.
这个建道神学院的，这个前任的院长。
The preceding president of the Alliance Seminary in Hong Kong.
是 Dr. Newburn 刘富群牧师。
Dr. Newburn.
有一次他到一个地方领布道会。
Once he was conducting a gospel meeting somewhere.
突然他心里一个感动。
All of a sudden, he has this moving in his heart.
他讲到以前先问大家。
So before he preached, he asked.
他说今天有多少人？愿意信主。
How many of you here today are willing to accept the Lord?
绝句信主。
To make a decision for Jesus.
还没有讲到第二人绝句。
He asked for a decision before he preached.
结果呢，十七个人举手。
17 people raised their hands.
哎呀，他说他学了个功课。
So he learned a lesson.
如果他讲完了道才问。
If he'd asked this question after he preached.
那些人举手，他说，哎呀，我讲得不错。
People raise their hand, you say, oh, I must have preached really good.
啊，他们听了我讲到绝知信主。
They have made a decision for the Lord because they have listened to my preaching.
现在他明白。
Now he understands.
不是他做的，是主的恩典。
He didn't do it. It was the Lord's grace.
是弟兄姊妹做的。
Brothers and sisters have done it.
很多弟兄姊妹已经早做工了，已经带那些人呢到礼拜堂，已经为他们祷告。
Many brothers and sisters have worked. They have brought people to the church and prayed for them.
圣灵在感动他。
The Holy Spirit moved them.
他不过收割。
He was only a reaper.
不是他做的，是主做的。
He didn't do it. The Lord did it.
比如说我们做工程，这是我做的，我做的。
Sometimes as we do something, we keep saying, "No, I did it. I did this."
我们很欢喜领功。
We want to take credit.
但是让我们记得。
But let us remember.
做工的是主。
It is the Lord that worketh.
我们看他的手。
We look at his hand.
他发号施令。
He gives directions and commands.
他的手，他的右手也是能力的源头。
But his right arm is also the source of power.
你我都算不得什么。
You and I are really worth nothing.
主肯用我们。
The Lord is willing to use us.
我的时间到了。但是何医生先告诉我，他说今天讲长一点好不好
？We have requested that Pastor Ding speak a little bit longer.
他说今天没有什么报告。
Really, we don't have any announcement much to say at all.
那么现在我替他报告。
This is our announcement.
这是侍奉的报告。
This is an announcement of service.
感谢主，主常常报告。他的工作有什么需要？什么需要？什么需要
？We thank the Lord. He frequently announced to us the needs of His work.
有人听不见。
But a lot of people just don't hear it.
有人听见。
others would.
好像我们吃饭的时候报告一样，对不起。
It's just like our announcement during the meal time.
我知道一定有一半的人没有听见报告是什么。
Of course, half of you didn't hear it.
因为报告人在开口的时候，我看见人也在开口。
Because as the announcer was speaking, other people were also talking.
所以这个报告只有一半的果效。
So we only accomplished half of the effect.
讲道也是一半的果效。
But you know, preaching is also usually 50% effective.
主的侍奉的报告也是一半的果效。
And so is the announcement of the service by the Lord.
有人听见。
Some hear it.
有人听不见。
Some don't.
听见的人呢？
The ones that hear it.
他们就对主说：“主啊，我要侍奉你。”
They will say to the Lord, "Lord, I want to serve."
听不见的人无动于衷。
Those that didn't hear it, they were not moved.
今天主向我们呼召。
Today the Lord is calling us.
用他的恩典呼召我们。
Calling us with his grace.
要我们每一个蒙恩的人都为主工作。
That all that have saved should serve him.
这是你的权利。
This is your privilege.
你的机会。
And your opportunity.
你的喜乐。
And your joy.
你要对主说主啊。
You should say to the Lord, Lord.
求你引导我。
Please guide me.
指示我。
And direct me.
看看我应该在什么地方。献上我的力量。
That where should I be offering up my strength?
当我们侍奉的时候
，As we serve，
我们立刻发现需要恩赐。
Immediately we discover that we need gifts。
我们发现这个需要的时候
，And as we discover this need，
我们就祷告。
Then we pray，
求恩赐。
And we ask for the gift。
我们求的时候
，And as we pray，
主做三件事。
The Lord will do three things。
第一。
Number one,
他帮助你发现你原来已经有恩赐，但是你不知道。
First, he will help you to discover the gift that you had, but you didn't know.
很多人呢有恩赐，不晓得自己有恩赐。
A lot of people here have the gift, but didn't know it.
所以埋藏了恩赐，辜负了恩赐。
So the gift is wasted and buried.
当你求的时候
，As you ask,
主帮助你发现你已经有了恩赐。
The Lord will help you to discover gift that you already have.
主做第二件事。
Secondly,
他帮助你发挥、加强你原来用的恩赐。
He will help you to develop and reinforce the gift that you already have.
第三。
Number three,
他给你一个新的恩赐。
He will give you new gifts.
主能够给新的恩赐。
The Lord indeed can give new gifts.
在中国教会历史里面。
In the history of Chinese churches,
有一个很出名的人
there's a famous person,
叫丁立美牧师
Pastor Ding,
但他是现在两代以前的人了
He is somebody of more than two generations ago.
他被称为中国的穆迪
He was called the Moody of China.
他到处领布道会
And he would conduct gospel meetings all over the place.
神大大使用他
God really used him.
但是他年轻的时候
But when he was young
他就有口吃的毛病
He stuttered、
后来他信主了
Later he became a Christian
哎呀他很热心的
He has a lot of zeal for the Lord
主的爱激励他
the love of the Lord constrains him
他心充满了主
He was filled with the Lord
充满了喜乐
Filled with joy
他要做见证
He wanted to testify
但是不敢开口
But he was scared to open his mouth.
因为他口吃。
Because he stuttered.
他就忍受，忍受，忍受。
So he tries to put up with it.
后来一天就受不了。
Finally, he just couldn't stand it anymore.
不理他的这个口吃不口吃。
So he disregarded his stuttering.
站起来做见证。
And he stood up and witnessed.
那个时候一个神迹发生。
And a miracle happened.
他不口吃。
His stuttering stopped.
他做见证讲得很清楚。
His statements were very clear.
充满了热心。
Filled with zeal.
充满了圣灵的能力。
Filled the power of the Holy Spirit.
他看见有人信主。
And he saw people believed in the Lord.
他以后就继续做见证。
From then on, he continued to witness.
但是有一件事很稀奇。
But there's some very surprising thing.
他一辈子不讲道的时候还是口吃。
He still stutters when he's not preaching.
这是一个事实，是很透明的事实。
That's a very famous fact.
这个让提醒他是神的恩典，神的恩典。
something to remind him that indeed that is all God's grace.
你求恩赐的时候，
when you ask for a gift,
主能够为了他的名，为了他的教会，给你新的恩赐。
The Lord can give you new gifts because of His name and because of His church.
但是你要为主用。
But you have to serve the Lord.
不是为自己用。
Not to serve yourself.
你为主用，主就帮助你发展发展。
As you serve the Lord, He will develop and develop.
侍奉主真是喜乐。
It is indeed a joy to serve Jesus.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
有你的救恩何等的全备丰富。
Because your salvation is full and rich.
你不但让我们做天父的儿女。
Not only do you cause us to be children of God.
你不但赦免我们的罪，使我们得到永生。
And forgive our sins that we may have eternal life.
而且你是我们做主的朋友。
You also make us the friends of our Lord.
做主的同工。
And your co-workers.
我们能够和你同父一母。
That we can bear the same yoke with you.
我们能够分担你的工作。
That we can have a part in your work.
主，这是何等大的荣耀权利。
What glory and privilege, Lord.
主啊，求你帮助我们接受你给我们的托付。
Lord, help us to accept this mission that you have given us.
叫我们每一个人都在你的手中成为有用的器皿。
That all of us, every one of us, could be a useful instrument in your hand.
So, 我们真是愿意欢欢喜喜的谦谦卑卑的侍奉你。
Lord, we really want to serve you in humility and joy.
我们知道你的命令里面有你的能力。
We know that your commands carry your power.
你的命令里面也有你的恩典。
It also carries your grace.
当我们顺服去做的时候。
As we obey and do it.
你的同在就临到我们。
Your presence will be with us.
你的膀臂就托住我们。
And your arm will uphold us.
你的灵就做成工作。
And your spirit will accomplish the work.
所以我们感谢你，当我们这样做成的时候，你却把奖赏给我们。
Lord, we thank you as we see that you accomplish this work for us and yet you give us the award.
主，这真是双重的恩典，我们不配，我们感谢赞美。
What a double grace that we are not worthy for, we thank you and praise you, Lord.
我们这样祷告奉主的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll be examining five psalms tonight.
这五篇的诗有一个特点。
There's one thing unique about these five psalms.
就是都是表达世人热爱圣城和圣殿的诗。
In that these five psalms expresses the fervent love of the psalmist to the temple and the holy city.
世人因为爱神所以爱神的殿。
The psalmist loves the temple because he loves God.
世人因为爱神，所以爱圣城。
The psalmist loves the holy city because he loves God.
我们从这些诗篇里面得到一种的启发。
Here we have this revelation from the psalms.
今天我们也要热爱教会。
Today, we are to love our church fervently.
因为教会是神的家。
Because the church is a household of God.
这些诗篇呢，推动我们去爱神的家。
And these psalms motivate us towards loving our church.
我们很想体会这些诗人的心意。
We'd like to experience the mind of the psalmist.
我们要看看他们如何的爱神的殿，神的城。
So we would want to examine how and in what manner he loves the temple and the holy city.
这些诗篇对我们还有一个帮助。
There's another way these psalms are helpful to us.
那就是这些诗人呢，提到他们最爱慕圣殿里的什么，圣城里的什么。
In that, we will examine what are the specific items in the temple and in the holy city that the psalmist so loves.
我们看了以后呢，也要靠着主把这些事物在我们的教会里面建立起来。
And so, having examined these, we will together build up these specific items in our own church.
这就是教会的建造。
This is the building of the church.
神建造教会。
God builds the church.
但是神是透过人建造教会。
And God builds the church via the mechanism of man.
从这些诗篇里面我们看见一个蓝图。
Here we see the blueprint in these Psalms.
然后我们按照这个蓝图来建造教会。
And construction will proceed according to this blueprint.
第一篇诗是84篇。
We will now turn to Psalm 84.
84篇。
Psalm 84.
我们先看头两节。
Psalm 84 verses 1 and 2.
我们在这两节里面看见诗人如何爱圣殿。
In these two verses, we see the love that the psalmist has towards the temple.
第一节，万军之耶和华啊，你的居所何等可爱。
How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts.
你的居所何等可爱。
How amiable are thy tabernacles.
第二节
Verse 2.
我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，我的心肠我的肉体向永生神呼悦，小子所欢呼。
Verse 2. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the course of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Crieth out in joy. Here it means.
在这里英文圣经比中文圣经更强。
Here it is more emphatic in the English version.
中文说我羡慕可想耶和华的愿语，这英文呢我注意到他说有用的 faint 这个字，我想更想。
Here the word by the use of the word faintest it shows how much emphasis it is.
他向神来欢呼。
Here he cries in joy to the Lord.
这两节圣经正是表达世人对圣殿的热爱。
So we see from these two verses the tremendous love the psalmist has for the temple.
那么我们要问了。
So we ask the question.
这个世人在圣殿里面呢看见什么？
What is it inside the temple that the psalmist see?
圣殿里面有什么是他最注意的呢？
What is it in the temple that catches his attention?
第三节。
Verse 3 tells us.
万军之耶和华我的王我的神啊在你祭坛那里，在这里首先提到祭坛。
Here in verse 3, the last part I mentioned, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God.
祭坛有什么特别的意义呢？
What does the altar mean specifically?
有两个意义。
There are two meanings.
第一，祭坛是预表我们的主为我们牺牲自己。
The altar typifies the sacrifice of the Lord himself for our sake.
第二个意义。
The second meaning.
祭坛预表我们属主的人把自己献给主。
The altar typifies for us ourselves as children of God how we sacrifice ourselves for him.
主把他自己献上为了我们赎罪。
The Lord has sacrificed himself for us as a redemption for our sins.
所以祭坛是主献他自己的地方。
So the altar is the place where the Lord sacrifices himself.
祭坛也是我们被主的爱感动献上自己的地方。
The altar is also the place where we offer up ourselves because we are moved by the love of Christ.
在这样的祭坛那里发生什么事？
Upon this type of altar, what do you think happens?
在这里诗人告诉我们
Here the psalmist tells us
在祭坛那里麻雀为自己找着房屋燕子为自己找着抱雏之窝
Yea, the sparrow hath found a house and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young
麻雀在祭坛那里找着自己的住的地方
It is at the altar where the sparrow found a house
燕子在祭坛那里找着生产的地方。
It is at the altar where the swallow finds a nest for her young.
这有什么意义呢？
What does that mean?
表面看好像什么意义也没有。
It seems that it really means nothing.
是 不相关的小事，琐碎的事。
It seems a whole collection of trivia here.
但是在其中我们知道很宝贵的意义。
But there is very precious meaning behind this.
救主的祭坛那一方面来看。
We will examine the altar from the Lord's side.
主接纳一切的人。
The Lord receives everyone to his own.
麻雀很微小。
The sparrow is so small a bird.
没有人注意它。
Very easy to escape attention.
主耶稣说，两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？
The Lord said that the sparrow himself, two of them would not sell for a penny.
哎呀，麻雀算不得什么。
The sparrow is nothing in worth.
没有人注意它。
No one pays any attention to it.
但是主不忽略它。
But the Lord nevertheless neglects him not.
主欢迎他。
He welcomes him.
他在主的祭坛那里找到安身之所。
And it is at the altar of the Lord that the sparrow finds a resting place.
主说了一句话。
The Lord himself said,
凡到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
Come unto me and I will never forsake you.
那个罪恶深重的人，主也接纳。
The sinner heavy with sin is received by the Lord.
人看不起的人，最卑微的人，主也爱他，接纳他。
The lowliest man despised by all is received by the Lord.
这个祭坛多么宝贵。
How precious this altar is.
世上有许多的罪人。
There are all kinds of sinners on this earth.
但是没有一个罪人，如果他愿意到主的面前来，是主所拒绝的。
But there is not one sinner, if he comes before the Lord, that will be rejected by him.
有一次我跟一个弟兄谈话。
One time I was talking to a brother.
谈话以后我们祷告。
And after our conversation, we started to pray.
这祷告里他说。
And in his prayer, he said,
主啊，我感觉我是个罪魁。
Lord, I feel that I am indeed a sinner.
祷告完了以后
and after that,
我就问他
I asked him,
你刚才说你是罪魁
You mentioned about being a sinner in your prayer.
你真是这样感觉吗
Do you really feel that way?
他说是的
He said, yes, I do.
他说我犯的罪很多
I have sinned so many sins, he said.
他说我不能告诉你
I cannot tell you.
我告诉你的你就不理我了
Because you will ignore me if I did.
我说我不要你告诉我
He said, I don't want you to tell me.
你相信主已经赦免你了吗
Do you believe then the Lord has forgiven you all these sins?
他的眼泪流下来
And his tears fell.
他说我知道主已经赦免我
He said, yes, I know that the Lord has forgiven me.
我没有问他他犯了什么罪
I did not ask what his sins were.
但我听他的语气呢知道他犯过很大的罪
But it sounds like it was a very heavy sin that he had committed.
他说如果我告诉你你就不会理我了
He said if I told you what sin I committed you will have nothing to do with me anymore
见不得人的事
Sins that cannot face man
当然更见不得神
And even more so God
但是主的爱临到他
But the love of God came upon him
他来到主的面前
And he came before the Lord
把他的心打开
He opened his heart before the Lord
他把他的罪承认
And confessed his sin
他悔改
And he repented
他接受主的救恩
He accepted the salvation of the Lord
主也接受他
And Christ received him to his own
他有一个很大的改变
And there was a tremendous transformation
翻到主这里来的主一个也不丢弃
For all that comes before the Lord not one will be forsaken
十字架上的主他的手是伸开的
The Lord on his cross extends his hand
好像在那里说所有的罪人都可以来
As if saying all sinners can come unto me
主一个也不去拒绝
Not one will be turned away
就我们的奉献的祭坛来讲
From our side of the altar,
麻雀很软弱的麻雀
the sparrow, fragile as he is,
在祭坛那里找到了这个立命的地方，安身立命的地方
can start a place where he can establish his life.
他原来是漂流的，是飘飞的。
Where once he was a drifter in the air,
没有家。
Where he had no home before,
飞来飞去
For he flew in driftingness.
现在他有一个定居的地方
Now he had found his abiding place.
好像以色列人在旷野漂流
Just like the Israelites who wandered around the wilderness.
漂流40年
For 40 years.
他 他们过一个漂流的生活。
They led this nomadic life.
他们不能进迦南。
They could not enter into Canaan.
他们的人生没有目标。
Their life had no goal.
有许多的基督徒也是这样。
Such is the way of many Christians today.
一直到有一天他们奉献了自己。
Until one day when they dedicate themselves to the Lord.
他们来到祭坛这里。
They come before the altar.
把自己摆上祭坛。
And lay himself upon the altar.
那个时候他们的漂流停止。
And at that moment, their drifting ceases to be.
他找到了一个安身立命的地方。
Because he has found his abode.
从此以后站得住。
From now on, he is able to stand firm.
从此以后人生有目标。
From now on, his life has a goal.
一步一步地进到属灵的迦南美地里面。
And step by step, he progresses into the spiritual Canaan.
整个的人生改观。
His entire life is changed.
因为他到了祭坛那里。
For the very fact that he has been at the altar.
燕子也是很小的飞鸟。
The swallow too is a very small bird.
这个燕子也很普通的鸟。
A very ordinary bird.
但是他到了祭坛的地方。
But it is at the altar
她找到了爆雏之窝
where she can find her nest to lay her own
那就是生产的地方
a place where she can reproduce
祭坛是生产的地方
the altar is a place for reproduction
当一个基督徒来到祭坛的地方的时候
when a Christian comes before the altar
把自己摆上祭坛
and lays himself upon the altar
她就开始结属灵的果子
He starts to bear spiritual fruit.
一个没有奉献的人
A person that has not dedicated himself
是个漂流的人
is a drifter.
一个没有奉献的人
A person that has not dedicated himself
是个很难结果子的人
is a person that finds it hard to bear fruit.
所以祭坛对我们是很重要的地方
So you see how important the altar plays in our life.
如果你想要一个没有奉献的基督徒过得胜的生活这个比登天还难。
It is very impossible for a Christian that has not dedicated himself to bear fruit.
一个没有奉献的人是一个散步式的基督徒。
A Christian that has not dedicated himself seems to be on a stroll.
散步和跑和这个赛跑有什么分别？
What is the difference between a stroll and a person running a race?
散步是好像我们中文说的信步而行。信步就是游着脚步，我的脚步到哪里，我就到哪里。
A person taking a walk or a stroll goes wherever his feet takes him.
所以他是他的脚领他的头。
So it is his feet that is guiding his head.
呀，这样的人呢，一定没有目标。
A person like that has no direction.
有许多的基督徒是他的脚领他的头。
There are many Christians whose feet guide the head.
他的脚领他的心。
And his heart.
他的脚走到那儿就算哪里。
Wherever the feet takes them, there they are.
风从这边吹，他就往这边走。
Wherever the wind blows, he drifts in that direction.
风从这边吹，他就往那边走。
If the wind blows the other direction, there he is.
那个风向定了他的路向。
The direction the wind destines where he will be.
他没有自己的方向。
He has no direction of his own otherwise.
这叫散步。
That is taking a stroll.
你问一个散步的人，你到哪儿去
？You ask a person who is taking a stroll, where are you going?
他走到哪里就是哪里。
Well, wherever I walk to.
有的基督徒就这样。
That's the way with some Christians.
走到哪里就是哪里。
Wherever they go, that's where they are.
这样的基督徒不会得胜。
Christians like that cannot be an overcoming Christian.
永远达不到目标，因为他没有目标。
They can never reach the destination because they never had a destination.
一个赛跑的人不同了。
But a person that is running a race is different.
他有一个目标。
He has a goal.
他望着目标直跑。
And it is towards this goal that he runs.
他的眼睛注定目标。
His eyes are fixed on that goal.
别的什么都不看。
Nothing else is relevant.
他一心一意专心致志跑。
It is of one mind and one accord that he runs this race.
所以他跑得快。
And so he runs with speed.
他不会转弯的。
He would not take circles.
他直接去。
But runs a straight course.
他就优胜。
And he wins.
因为他有目标。
Because he has a goal.
一个奉献的基督徒。
A Christian that is dedicated.
是一个这样的人。
Is such a person.
所以他能够为主做事。
So he is able to work for the Lord.
我们在教会里面。
We who are in the church.
要建立祭坛。
We have to build this altar.
我们要把奉献的信息讲了又讲。
We have to explain repeatedly and explicitly this message about dedication.
我们要所有的弟兄姊妹都了解奉献的道。
So that all brothers and sisters are very clear upon this truth.
这样的大家就会走到奉献的地方。
So that everyone, all steps will lead towards the step.
一个人奉献以后立刻有力量。
Because once the person dedicates his life is filled with strength.
一个很软弱的人也可以变成有力量。
A weak person can be transformed to a strong person.
有件事实是很出名的。
There's a very famous incident.
在十八世纪末年。
In the last part of the 18th century,
1792年
1792